This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Do I have this right? One song is all it took to get it right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know yet. Do you hear me?
I hear you.
All right.
You sound delightful.
Good for us.
So, what is this? We're going to figure this
Shouldn't
out?
Shouldn't be an everyday thing.
This feels like kind of an everyday thing.
You know, for anyone listening, if you're wondering, we got this new equipment. I traded in this giant gig box goes to concerts and events that we do. And I traded it in for this tiny little, smaller than a shoebox thing. It's really tiny. It's nice. It's wonderful. It comes with a neat little briefcase. I feel like I'm in a Bond movie. Anyway, this thing, for some reason, as great as it works, like right now it's working great, it keeps disappearing the folder we need. You know how you select a folder when you're on your computer to open up the thing you need? The folder just disappears.
That's not convenient.
So I'm like flipping through and I'm all, well, look at that. The game has their folder. Hey, KCBS's folder's there.
Oh, but, that's convenient. Maybe we should just name it something else. What's it named?
it's named Alice/Vinny. And actually, there was one there that said Alice/Sarah. So I don't know. That one's gone, too.
That's so you can connect to me or something.
Yeah, I do think it was a backup or something. But I don't know. It didn't matter because I had my folder and I only listen to the stuff that, you know, can only take so much.
Yeah.
But either way, they're both gone. So anyway, that's the problem is our equipment seems to be disappearing a folder made for
Bryn, you can never call in sick because it turns out we need you to connect Vinny.
We were crack team engineers, though. So don't worry.
Yeah, let's get them on this. Let's get them, the one guy that is the crack team. let's make that happen. Never mind.
Right.
It was a great time at yesterday's town hall with you guys.
Oh,
I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It's great.
I feel different now.
Me too.
Yeah.
Feel really positive about the future. Susan Larkin is a fox.
Yes,
sorry,
she is.
But
you're right.
I was like, damn, girl, no one looks good on Zoom. No one. Or whatever that was, webinar something.
Go-to meeting
webinar style.
Yeah, I don't know what happened with that either. That's a thing. I got sent a link. I hit the link. I'm like, why am I not connecting? What the?
Yeah, it made me download stuff.
Totally was like, hey, I'm not supposed to be putting crap on my... Am I? All right, I am.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, there's our bitch for the day, everybody.
Oh, that ain't over. I mean, that's going to be a recurring bitch throughout the day. Let's face it.
Right.
I mean, come on. You know? But, one nice thing was we didn't have to be on it, you know. I mean, I actually don't enjoy the 100 faces Zoom meetings, you know. I liked that they gave a presentation, and if you wanted to ask a question, you could email it to them.
Yeah.
I think that's nice. Did you send any of those questions, Vinny?
No, and I don't. I'm not so sure that those, whatever. It doesn't matter. It was a great presentation.
They were the perfect questions.
Yeah, it was a great presentation, and the status of our company is strong, and I feel very positive going into 2021.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me turn the page.
I'm kind of, good job. Good job on that. I will say, though, that I have regrets about Susan Larkin. Like, she was only here for a few months, but we were, like...
Tight.
We were. Like, we started going out for lunch often. And
so what are the regrets about?
Well, I'm just bummed that she moved. Like, I saw her, and I'm like, damn, girl, looking good. And I was like, I used to... And even after she left, we had sort of a text thread going, but, you know, she's so busy. I mean, she's like... Uh-huh.
Well, she's company number two now, right?
Yeah, there she was.
She's moved up to VP. That's a big deal. Yeah. So, I mean, you got to applaud
that.
Do VPs
have friends? I feel like... I don't think
they do from New York. That's one of those...
I'm feeling like I can't even just be like, hey, how's it going? You know? And is she in Pennsylvania now? Is that her home base?
I don't think so. I thought it was New York.
I thought it was too, but then he made a reference to her being in Pennsylvania or something. But
who knows? The changes have happened behind the scenes this year. I'm sure there's nothing that we would be...
We're not privy to any of
that crap. Well, I mean, do you read your emails on the station email machine?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Of course she does.
How do I answer this? I don't think I have a
station
email. Yeah,
I don't think we should even be...
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, how was your day yesterday?
Other than that, it was lovely.
Other
you know,
that, yeah. That by the way, I mean if
that was the, lovely too. I mean,
for the record, as important as that meeting was, and I'm glad I went, it totally torched my schedule for the day. Totally torched it.
It is sort of a midday stop down,
right? And then it went into the kids, and then there was a day. I went. There was a point in the day where I went, it's mother flipping 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Where did this day go?
The day just goes away. I did feel important, though. You know, I don't do a lot of conference calls, so I was sitting on the couch crocheting and listening to the conference call and watching it. And, you know, my kid came out, and he's like, what's that? I'm like, oh, it's just a work thing, dear. It's just a work thing. I just met a meeting for work, and I have a very important job. So, you know, I need to be here. I need to be privy to all this stuff. You know how that is. He's like, yeah.
Okay, whatever, mom.
Yeah, mom.
Whatever, mom. I'm going to go get back on my conference call that I'm on all day long. Yeah, you're just as important as I am. I know. Thank you. I love you. Okay, see you later. Enjoy
How's
your
bagel.
How's
he doing? Is he liking it? Does he like his life?
He seems to. He's actually earning money, so that's good news.
Well, he's basically coding, right?
He is.
He works at a
startup, and if everything goes well with the startup, I mean, the kid will be a billionaire. I'm like, yeah, honey, you owe me a ton of money for raising you and stuff, for emotional distress. I mean, I'll be sending my bill your way. But you know what they say about startups? Most of them don't start up.
Is that what they say?
That's what I hear, you know.
Oh, I hadn't heard that.
Yeah.
Huh.
But, yeah, he's working full-time at that and going to school full-time and...
Well, the startup dream is, I believe, one that a lot of people in Silicon Valley hope for.
They're right. That is the dream.
The missus had worked at a couple startups. The problem is, can you stay where you are at the wage you are when others would like to pay you more for the same work? Because companies that aren't startups are like, hey... For your skill set, I'll pay you.
I know they're not paying. They're paying him, but they're not paying
no,
him
I know,
a ton.
But, you know,
they gave
right.
him all this. You know, if he stays there long enough, it all vests, and supposedly it's worth money.
Stock, right?
Yeah, and listen, you know, he's in a position where he can take a chance on this. He has a place to live, and I actually like him being here. So that's it's all fine. The only other thing that happened at my house yesterday is this Johnny Mosley song is.
Oh, is that today? Do we hear this today?
No. So the podcast drops tomorrow. We're recording the podcast today, but the song might not even be done. We might have to just play the demo and then Bryn, you'll have to fly it in. But John is consumed. Like, there's just so much that goes into this thing that I don't even know. I'm like, what? Don't we just sing and then it's done?
It's a 2-minute song, John. Come on.
Yeah, no, John. He's
he
got to cut
all
up
the
everybody's
equipment.
Stuff
Let him do his job. He loves it.
He's talking about compressing stuff.
Yeah, the
you
thing
built
about
the
John
guy
is,
a whole studio. You don't think he's going to use it?
He's a perfectionist. That guy. He's like,
he is. I know. It's like sometimes things detail. Are done, but the person working on it doesn't realize it. It isn't done, though. I listened to it right before. So he worked on it all day yesterday. He only stopped to watch just like a quarter of I taped the game for him, so maybe he'll wound
Listen
up
to
watching
me.
It.
That game was so curse word good. I can't even tell you. It was the headline on ESPN is Game of the Year.
Oh. Who like, was it?
It was the Ravens and the Browns, which you would not expect. By the way, let me just say something. The 49ers can't even play in an empty stadium here in their hometown. And somehow in Ohio, they have fans in the stadium. They had actual fans. And the announcers go, it is so nice to have fans in the stadium. This is the most electric game of the year. And then they go, and Ohio has also cleared the Cincinnati football team, college football team. The Cincinnati Bengals are also allowed to have fans in the state. I'm listening to this going, we live in different universes, apparently, because
completely different universes.
They can't play alone here.
Right.
But they're welcoming fans in the stadium.
No,
so,
they won't even let them. They just, sorry, too many people in one place.
Whatever. I just was shocked to see that on national TV. But the game itself was so fun. Really, really excellent. I mean, it would only have been better if it were, I don't know, the Niners, and the Niners won. Otherwise, totally worth a watch. He should definitely watch it.
Well, he watched a little. I taped it for him, and then he went back in here, and right before bed, I came in. I said, just play me what you got. And he's like,
oh, the Christmas song.
Yeah, the Johnny Mosley thing, and he played it, and honestly, he just has some great ideas. Like, I actually can't wait for you to hear it.
You're not singing on it?
I am singing on it.
Oh,
but
okay.
I sang on it last week. You know, he's still working on the stuff. I had to do some stuff on Sunday, I guess. I did some extra vocals, but I mean,
there's always another Christmas.
There is always another. That's the thing. I'm like, if we don't get it done this year, we can just play it for next year. You'll have all year to work on it. He's like, I wish I had another week. I'm like, just knock that thing out, John. Don't worry about it. It's a little Christmas song for the Johnny Pod. It's not your opus, right?
Right.
It's not, you know. The symphony's not going to pick it up, but I don't say that to him because it's important to him.
So. Right.
He cares that it sounds good.
As he should.
Yeah. It was funny because my son, who is also a musician, he comes out and I start asking him questions about him, like, hey, don't you use Logic? Hey, don't you use this? And he starts, and then John and him, I was like, well, you've got a resource like one room over. Like, this kid uses it all the time and actually produces music on the regular. Like, he's always got some new song. Why don't you ask him? So I started their conversation, then I left.
Like, oh, all right. Great.
So Sean was giving him.
Did that end up in a fist fight?
No. Sean was like giving him pointers, came in here, started. He goes, oh, yeah, see, you can do this, and then boost that up.
Listen, look at mom.
I'm a diplomat.
Hey,
you know?
John, meet Sean.
I bring the parties together. I'm like the mediator, and then I leave. You know?
Good
I'm like,
you.
John, have you met your son, Sean? He's like kind of an expert in that program. Because I asked him if he was using Pro Tools or Logic. He goes, oh, I'm using Logic. I go, isn't that Sean's thing? He goes,
isn't that Sean's one thing?
Isn't that Sean's great? Doesn't Sean also use Logic? Isn't that his program? He goes, yeah, I think so. I'm like, well, when he went to Grammy Camp and when he was at that, when he took that one class, wasn't that all Logic? He goes, yeah, it was.
And the whole 16 hours a day in his room, you know, that whole thing. Where
I know. I'm
out.
Like, I'm the one who has to figure this out. I'm the idiot who just, you know, sits on the couch crocheting. Like, come on, man. So you know, set it all up. They got to talking, came in here. I'm like, oh, thank God, John's got some help. So I don't know how that went. I went to bed. So
it's exciting.
See. I know. It is exciting. So today on the show, Hooman's coming by. I'm very excited about that. We're going to try and quarantine him off from everyone. So he'll get to, I guess we'll have him outside the whole time because Johnny's got to go into the place where he normally broadcasts from and Hooman goes, I can't put him in the room with Johnny. We can't hurt Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Johnny's going to be there today, too?
Well, he's going to record the podcast. We record on Tuesdays. And
later today.
Hooman is going to be on the podcast as well. So they can't really be in a closed
he's
room
staying
together.
Over. Yeah. I got it. Okay.
Yes. Well, sorry. So anyway, you'll hear Hooman. I don't know. Some kind of. And do you know what he's
year
doing?
End review, yeah,
year end review. Year end review.
The top 10 things to watch in 2020.
Oh, mm-hmm. 10 of them. Wow.
Yeah. Movies and shows, though, because, you know, we're all
sure. I mean, look, we're all sitting at home watching.
You know what I watched over the weekend on Netflix was, I think it's called Ava.
Oh, how's that?
Anybody?
Never. Never.
Anybody?
No.
Anybody?
No.
It's starring, I wish I could think of her name. The redhead from, is it Hurt Locker?
Oh.
What is her name?
Her name is...
She's been in. That's not Hurt Locker. It's a different.
Yeah,
Jessica Chastain.
Love and Doc.
Her
30.
Whatever.
Dark 30.
Yeah. Yes, that.
Right.
So Jessica Chastain is in it. John Malkovich, Colin Farrell.
Oh.
Common.
Oh.
I don't think there's any other big names that I can think of. Anyway. Anyway, it's. I think it was made for Netflix.
Uh huh.
Did that ever go out? I don't know if that
I've
was.
I've never
out
heard
at one
of
point.
It. What's it about?
She's an assassin.
Oh, well, Ava. So we're looking for a show, so maybe we'll...
Well, it's not a show. It's a movie.
Oh, it's just a movie. I see.
It's a movie. Right. It's 2 hours. In fact, we're so used to now having high-quality TV shows. We were, I want to say, an hour into the movie,
mm-hmm.
and the missus goes, how many episodes is this?
Oh, my
and
God,
I go, this
hilarious.
Is a movie. It's one episode and we're halfway through it, and she was surprised. So I mean, that says a lot for the quality of TV now, doesn't mm-hmm. it
really does. I don't even care about movies anymore. I just want to watch a good show, because then you got 12 hours of it or whatever, you know. Imagine if Ozark was just a movie.
Anyway, as far as the movie goes, I'd say it's medium.
You don't love it?
I didn't love it. No. I didn't hate it.
Okay.
I just didn't.
Certainly star packed.
Rotten Tomatoes, yeah. 16%.
Yeah, it's not
16%?
Great.
16%?
16. Hold on.
It's not my favorite movie.
I just sent that to everyone in my house. I'm all right, never mind.
Well, you got to wait. I didn't get to that yet.
Well, you were. I mean, the fact that you brought it up, I figured you must be good.
Yet.
I mean,
no, I mean, it's something I took a chance on. I took a flyer on it, you know, and I went, all right, let's see what this is all about. The star power is big.
Yeah. Sure, it's got some big names in there. Absolutely.
Colin Farrell still looks really handsome.
Does he?
You got to give it to him.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not into that guy?
I don't love Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
I find him heavy-browed. I don't know.
Well, he's heavy-browed, yes. Yeah. And in the movie, he's either he just said, screw you guys, I'm talking in my Irish accent, but he's talking in his Irish accent.
Yeah. He did this movie called In Bruges, something like that.
I don't
that.
Know it.
It's excellent. The guy who plays the Mr. Mercedes detective on the TV show.
Yes.
Also stars in that. I can't think of, I don't know that guy's name. But it's just a short movie, and it's they're these con men, and they wind up getting sent to Bruges, and it's which is in, like, I don't know, Belgium, I think. I found it delightful. I loved it. And I was like, oh, I actually like Colin Farrell in that. That was pretty good.
Huh. All right.
Okay, well, anyway, here we go. It's 6:07. I don't know. We're talking about nothing, and we're still late. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.